Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it is that time of the week to play Kiss the Baby. All right, here's the game. We try to eliminate a different team each week around the NFL. It's almost like a reverse Survivor with the idea and the goal to have a perfect playoff field by the end of the season. The catch is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. So if you just hold on that winless team, they're going to get knocked out in like week 11 and you have not eliminated them ready. Well, then they're forced to be in your playoff field. All right, so we are going to play. Hugh Douglas is going to be up first. Then we have Pete from Bryn Mawr is going to play for the audience. The audience has a team this year. And then Kyle Quinn. All right, Hugh, you are up first. Who have you eliminated already from the postseason field?
I've eliminated the Tennessee Titans and Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. You went there last week. All right, Hugh, you are up first today. So who are you taking out this week?
You know what? As I think about this a little bit, I'm thinking about going chalk.
After last week's Chiefs thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still feel the Chiefs ain't going nowhere because they're going to probably get beat. They didn't look that great against the Giants.
I think the Ravens are going to beat them on Sunday.
Yeah. So, I hate to do this because I feel like it is super chalk, but I'm going to go Cleveland.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Now, they've been a little more scrappy than I think people expected.
Yeah, they did get upset that I called last week.
We can't call that. All right, so you take out the Cleveland Browns. That puts me up second. So I have eliminated the Miami Dolphins, feeling great about that one. And the New York Giants, by the way, news came down about 20 minutes ago. They're benching Russell Wilson for Jackson Dart. So I'm feeling good about a team that's on their second quarterback by the middle of September.
Yeah. Jackson Dart, Linsanity run, though?
Is it, by the way, before I make my pick, is it over for us? Is this the end now? I feel like it's over.
I mean, it has to be, right?
Broncos, Steelers, Giants, none of it sticks. Hugh, have we seen the end of Russell as a real? No?
No.
Like, all right, so what I mean by that is, like, not, he could back up for a few years.
So if you're saying,
like,
that,
to be a, to do it, for a team to walk into the season and say you're
he's a starter. Yeah. No, he's not. I don't think he's starting anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
He'll probably steal some money.
Yeah, but it's over as, like, a full-time starter.
He fell off, yeah. Like for real fell
kinda
off.
Kind of reminds me of the end of Donovan. It happened real fast for Russell. I mean, he 3-4 years ago, he was still a good player. People thought he was a good player, went to Denver, but it's not anymore. All right, so I've taken out the Giants. I've taken out the Dolphins. All right, I'm going to take out the New Orleans Saints. I'll go chalk, too.
I mean, that's chalk.
I mean, I've just been betting against them every week, and they're my survivor. Just pick whoever's playing them in Survivor. I will take out the New Orleans Saints as my third pick. They're not a playoff team. All right, Pete in Bryn Mawr is up. All right, who has the audience taken? So Pete is playing as part of the audience. The audience has taken out who so far?
They have taken out the Saints and the Jags.
All right, Saints, Jags, Pete in Bryn Mawr, you are up representing the audience. Who are you eliminating from the playoffs today?
Well, we are going to stay chalk as well and go with the Tennessee Titans, who have a coach who doesn't know the rules and cannot manage the clock.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Callahan just gave up play calling, too.
Yeah. I heard a stat this morning, Pete. Coaches that have coached at least 20 games in NFL history, no one has a worse record than Brian Callahan. So it's probably a good one. Pete, good job, man. All right.
Deservedly so.
Yes. All right. So Pete's taking out the Titans. All right. Okay. Good job, Pete. So the audience has taken out the Titans. That leaves Kyle up for the fourth and final pick in week number three.
I was hoping that nobody would take this team. Nobody did. Very surprised. Hughes Jets. I mean, my goodness.
Now, they fought on Sunday, but they stink.
They fought.
Yeah, they fought pretty good.
But that's the best thing that they've done all season.
Yeah, they're 0-3.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, come on.
Feels like a nice, you know, 4-13 season where they try hard every week. All right.
Jets are out.
Jets are eliminated from the postseason. All right. 215-592-9494. That is Kiss the Baby. So far, there's only been one real controversial pick in 3 weeks. That's Hugh eliminating the Chiefs.
Not controversial.
It is controversial.
The Chiefs look like, do they look like they're going to the playoffs to you? The last couple games?
I would bet them to make the playoffs.
And you know what? I know that, you know, the receivers, their receiving corps is still banged up.
Yes. But they're going to come back.
They didn't look great. Yeah, they'll be. Yeah, but I think I'm ahead of the curve on this one.
I want to see what their playoff odds are.
I would say it's still above 50%.
Let's see. To make the playoffs, they are -215 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so they're.
Which isn't like, I mean, look, the Bills are -10,000.
Right. Well, they're going to run away with their own division. The Chiefs. Right now, do not look like a division winner, right? Mm-hmm. That looks like the Chargers, who are 3-0 and already beat them. But there are wild card spots up for grabs in the AFC. Joe Burrow's out. I don't buy the Steelers. If I had a guess right now, I'd still think the Chiefs will make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers are -850.
Yeah, and they're 3-0 in the division and already beat the Chiefs. So that's a pretty big one. We'll see. But Hugh took out the Chiefs.
Colts have the better odds than the Chiefs to make the playoffs right now.
Well, their division, right? Yes. They're in the division with the Titans and the Jaguars and the Texans.
I know.
Remember that vision I was talking about?
No, come
that's
on.
It.
By the way, 40-1 on Indiana Jones for Offensive Player of the Year, the Ross Tucker pick.
Indiana Jones.
I might just have to.
What about for MVP?
I'll look. We'll check out that one. All right.
It's a QB injury or two away.
He probably
from
is.
Being the front runner.
That is wild stuff. I think it's Colts-Rams on Sunday, which is an interesting game. Let's check in on a couple poll questions here. Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who do you believe when it comes to who is calling plays in the second half Sunday? We've got ourselves a barn burner here. 51% Nick Sirianni, 49% Hugh Douglas. You're currently losing, but I am so disheartened that this many people are voting for you.
Hey, I'm telling you, because I speak the gospel.
That's not true.
The 49% that
I thought I explained this already. They're voting for Jalen.
No,
yeah. And against Kevin
voting
Petullo.
For me.
They're voting for Jalen derangement syndrome. Yeah.
I still got an hour, so this thing could, you know, come down to the wire. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and vote.
Tipping the scales. All right, the other poll question is, should the Eagles now become a pass-first offense? No, at 52%. That's interesting. I expected way more yes votes just off of the way the game went Sunday, how excited everyone was, how fun it was to watch. A little surprised at those results, Hugh. 52% voting no, do not become a pass-first offense.
Well, because I don't think they really understand what's being said.
That's right.
You know, I mean, because they, you know, people
when they don't vote your way,
they don't understand.
It's written in plain English.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Okay.
They don't get it.
Yep. Dave in Bethlehem on WIP. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
Good. So, two things. Number one, watching the Eagles play their first 2.5 games is like watching the 2023 Giants. If you look on the last game, the Giants versus the Eagles in 2023, when the Eagles stomped them, same formation, same play call, Saquon gets stuffed. I mean, you know, Hugh really mentioned something very important, that the play calls are too passive, too much check down passing, because you look how Kellen Moore coached the Saints this past weekend. Chris Olave, who's their best wide receiver, who's a former Pro Bowler, had 10 catches for just 57 yards.
But is that Kellen Moore, or is that because Spencer Rattler is not really a professional starting quarterback?
It can be a combination of both. Right. Maybe like, you know, because of pass routes. You know, if you're doing checkdowns, what do you do? You know?
So what do you think is going on here, right? Because you're comparing it to this, to Moore. Like, so what do you think? What changed?
Well, I think Ross made a good point, is that the Eagles aren't using three receiver set. Because Hugh mentioned, hey, let's get the whole, you know, traditional on turf. But the Rams, they have Bruce, Holt, and Azakim. So why can't the Eagles do that? Because you look at Saquon, it's similar to, you know, Marshall Faulk. He can pass block, he can catch, he can run the ball.
So, Dave, if you go off of that, like, I think it's an interesting comparison. The difference feels to me like they don't think that Jalen Hurts can do what Kurt Warner did as consistently as he did it, right? Because I think the receivers are comparable, right? Like Holt and Bruce to Devontae and AJ. Obviously, Saquon and Marshall Faulk are on similar levels with their skill set and their just all-time ability. What's stopping the Eagles from doing that? If I had to guess, we played Donovan earlier saying they don't trust the quarterback. I would think the Eagles coaches don't think that Jalen could throw the ball as consistently as well as Kurt Warner did in the example you're using.
Well, maybe if they use two back formations to help pass block more time. Because look at Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Kenny Stabler, you know, and the Raiders, 49ers and Cowboys, the dynasties, even the Steelers, the dynasties, they have two back formations and give the time to quarterback to throw. Remember, Terry Bradshaw used to boast on Fox Sports that how he called his own plays. So that opens up the play action pass too, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy to think that Jalen at times in the 2 minute and David Pierce the phone call could call his own plays or has or changes plays. I mean, he's been here 6 years now. I mean, he should have the right to check some things, and I'm sure he does. And he makes checks to the line of scrimmage. The conspiracy theory from you know Hugh Douglas over here is that he was calling the plays.
He was calling them. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Field general.
Yeah,
he was Air Marshal. Field
general. Air Marshal. Sky Marshal,
whatever.
Air Marshal.
Yeah, Air Marshal.
Air Marshal Hurts.
Yeah.
Making it happen. Said,
I do.
You know what? I got this. Don't worry about this. I got this.
Kevin Petula, you sit down.
Sit your ass down. That's what he said. Sit your.
You feel bad? You feel good about what you've done here?
Yes.
The last 2 days?
I feel really good. Okay. I feel really good about it because we are living our truth.
I'm just going to give you a preview of what's going to happen, okay?
We're leading these people off a cliff.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
Yes.
We're living our truth.
Can I make a prediction for you?
What you got?
Here we go. So the next time, let's just say Sunday, Eagles go out there, throw for 300. Jalen looks awesome. Best game of one of the five best games of his career. You know what the calls are going to say, Monday.
What's that?
He called the offense. They sat Petullo's ass right down. Now, let's play the opposite out. They go down there. Todd Bowles has his way. It's like those other Tampa games. We struggle.
He has his way. It's crazy.
We struggle. You know what they're going to say? They gave Petula called the plays again.
Yeah. But let me tell you, you know the best part about all this reckless speculation that I like to do?
there's a good part of it?
Yeah.
No.
Those folks down there at the NovaCare Complex, they don't care. Because they're an insulated group, and they're going to do what they have to do to get us to California.
I agree with that.
Right, on the road again.
Hold on.
But it's the fans that you're leading down a dangerous path.
Listen,
dangerous path.
We are nut jobs anyway, so this is what we do.
No, you know what? You know what that actually tells me, the whole they don't care thing? Is that they know you're wrong, and they're just letting you live in la-la land.
No, they
I think if they were like, he's pulling the curtain back, they would say something.
If you were really Eagles Insider of the Year, the alarm bells would be going off around
here. I have a strong
here.
Possibility to be that. I'm going to throw my name in the hat.
Okay.
But here's the reality of the situation. No matter what happens with this Philadelphia Eagles team, if we make it to California, don't nobody care who's been calling the plays.
Well,
as long
course,
as the outcome is what it is. But we like to recklessly speculate. Just like they were calling, like at the half, there were people calling for this man's job. Fire Petullo. Get him out of there. Ross Tucker told you his friends were calling him, texting him, saying that.
Well, who
but
wasn't,
that's
who
we
wasn't
do.
Thinking it? I mean,
but
if that's you asked me at halftime, I would have fired him on the spot.
I wasn't trying to fire him.
Come on.
He had a bad day.
If you polled 1,000 Eagles fans at the link on Sunday at halftime,
they definitely wanted to fire
him. Yeah, he would have been out.
I didn't want to fire him, though. Yeah. He deserved another chance.
But then you cut his legs out from under him.
I did not. I recklessly speculated. There's a difference.
Mm.
I have nothing. I made baseless claims, and I said as such. I said that.
But then
I
you started, convince yourself
yeah,
that
then
it was
true. Then you have to stop saying that they're not baseless and that they're right.
Because I'm living my truth.
Okay, but they are baseless.
But they're
baseless.
They started out that way.
No.
But then I gave it life.
This is how conspiracy theorists live.
That's how they go. That's how
I know. This is how it works. And then
it's
you start
like
to
look. Folks out there looking for the Yeti still.
Yeah, not again. All right, let's go to John in Bristol. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering about, you know, in the first half, the two guys that were receiving the kicks from the Rams, had anybody coached them up about that guy kicking the ball that way, or was that the first time he had ever really kicked the ball that way?
You know, I didn't watch their games closely enough in Week 1 and Week 2 to see the kicking aspect of the game. You know, I just saw the offense and Stafford and all that. John, I don't know, but I have to imagine the Eagles were caught off guard because if they were coached up, you would have thought that they would have figured it out at some point. It gave them trouble, John, the entire game. It really was a huge part of it because their field position, because they couldn't catch the kickoff, was so poor. I mean, they were starting drives on like the 10-yard line instead of, you know, 25, 30, 35 or whatever.
Right. And they were after they did that, they had eight guys in the box trying to stop Saquon. And I think the game plan that the Philly or the Eagles had was basically what they were going to try to do to them last year. So So I don't know if that's Kevin Petullo doing that or Nick Sirianni, but somebody on the sideline said, "Hey, let's get it to number 11 and see what happens." I think in the beginning, Jalen does not want to give the ball to anybody, so he plays very, very conservative. But when you're down, 19 points, well, what's the difference if you lose by 19 or you lose by 35? And I think he just said, "The heck with it! I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'm going to throw it to number 11, and I'm going to give it to Devontae, and I'm just going to play the game." I think this offensive and defensive coordinators, I think they get too much hassle. The 11 guys on the field have to play the game, I believe. And it's, you know, when they change the right tackle, the whole game changed.
It did. Well, it gave Jalen the ability to throw the ball without getting smacked. I mean, early in the game, and John appreciated him, he was getting hit hard.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Jalen's gotten hit twice this year, harder than I think I've ever seen him get hit. Last week he got speared in Kansas City, and then, you know, got hit this week a couple times as well. So they gotta clean that up, obviously, to keep him healthy over the course of full season. All right, other NFL stuff that emerged after week three. Can we hear, we talked about it yesterday. So I guess it was last Friday, the left tackle for the Packers talked about going undefeated.
Undefeated.
And then they went and lost to the Browns. Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers, not happy with his left tackle.
Well, I just think this league is such a week-to-week league, and you can never lose sight of that. And you can't take any moment, any game for granted. And the goal, and I've said it a million times to you guys, I don't think I've obviously said it enough to our team, the goal is to go 1-0 every week. And it pisses me off when we start talking about things outside of the next game, things that are way down the road, like focus on, keep the focus on the present, on the now, and worry about getting better each and every day.
Yeah, he got his feelings hurt.
Yeah, he's annoyed.
He got cussed out. He got one of those "what the F are you doing" moments. Yeah, coach cussed him out.
Well, you can't talk about going undefeated after week two.
you really can't.
It was a loss to the Browns. Could there have been a bigger lock than a loss to the Browns after that?
And if you're going to do it, you do it right after a win, so everyone forgets by the time you play the next game. Then, because the new cycle moves fast,
that's
you can't do it right before the game starts. Like, we're thinking about going undefeated.
Yeah, not if we have anything to say.
No, we will remind everyone. All right, we mentioned earlier the Giants are making a change. Russ is out, and Jackson Dart, their first round pick, is in. So we're going to see a rookie quarterback twice in the next 6 weeks. The Giants
bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
That kid's in some trouble against the Vic Fangio.
Or are we in trouble?
You think you're gonna rise to the occasion?
I'm being facetious, yeah. But you would think that they just upgraded at quarterback. No?
Probably. No, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell was throwing. He was throwing lollipops.
Yes,
lollipops. Whatever you want.
It's obviously not enough to make me worry about the Giants. You know, it would be different if it were this week, or like if we were playing them this week.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, we'll have time to prepare for Jackson.
Yeah, I think Vic Fangio will do fine against a rookie quarterback. They also have more issues. They didn't have a kicker on Sunday night. You know why? Because he got hurt during defensive introductions. It was this Brian Daboll yesterday talking about the Giants losing their kicker during introductions.
Tracy's got a shoulder. Graham got hurt during the defensive introductions before the game. He was out there kicking and got a groin, so he couldn't go first half. And then he said he can kick from a certain distance in the second half. So that's about it. Not good enough.
You ever have a team that gets hurt during introductions?
Not that I can think of.
That seems like a tough way to go.
What's the craziest way you see somebody different? Get hurt?
Not that.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I can't think of nothing crazy. Like, most of the time it's been during the course of the game.
Yeah.
Martin Gramatica, I heard, like, he wasn't my teammate.
He's celebrating,
But he got hurt celebrating.
David Robinson got hurt celebrating in, was it the
22.
DS?
I think he was jumping up and down on Harper's home run. Over
in the CS?
Against the Cardinals in the wild card round.
Oh, so he missed the DS.
He missed the DS. Okay. He was back for the World Series because he closed out game one.
That's crazy getting hurt.
He hurt his calf jumping up and down.
That was pop-up stuff by David
Speaking
Robinson.
Of pop-up, Derrick Henry last night was trying to slam his helmet on the bench, and he just toppled over and fell.
Didn't Zach Wheeler hurt his finger in his zipper?
Strom. I thought it was Strom. Was it Wheeler?
Somebody hurt in his zipper.
I thought it was Wheeler.
There's nothing like weird sports injuries. Like, You would think these people are the most in shape, you know, like got it together people in the world, and they get hurt on a zipper.
People just want to tell me that you and I are that much different.
I know. I haven't gotten hurt any zippers lately. Cross my fingers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anytime soon. Drew in Westchester.
Sorry, we did have one more.
Oh, one more. Sorry, Drew.
Because this pertains to the Eagles directly.
Oh, what do we got?
Nick Bosa tore his ACL yesterday.
Oh, that is
it. Yeah,
which means more playing time for another one of Hughes' guys.
Bryce Huff, about to have 26.
Who's also now our guy because we have a draft compensation thing here.
He has two sacks already? He had a sack on Sunday.
I think we're at what he had here, ain't it? Is it
a sack thing or a playing time thing? I can't.
I thought it was...
Production, right?
I thought it was 8 sacks.
Okay.
It's in my head. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. We could look it up.
We'll have to have a sack tracker then.
We have to have a weekly Bryce Huff sack tracker. And Hugh Douglas, you can announce it because he's your guy.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We're all
rooting for him.
Yeah. Because that makes our draft pick better, right?
Yeah. You know where this is heading, right?
What's that?
The Niners are going to come here in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Bryce Huff in the first round of the playoffs.
All right. Well, now you and I have a little bit of a conundrum.
What's that?
Is it worth getting this from a fifth to a fourth for the I told you so's from Hugh about Bryce Huff?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. Bounce back year is coming.
I think I'll just manage with the fifth.
That feels like a big difference. Fifth and a fourth. The fourth round to the fifth, that's like...
No, we want what's best for this team.
Yeah,
we have Howie Roseman.
I know, but he's also given up lots of picks for kick returners that drop the ball every other time. So, I mean, I might need that pick. No, I'm going to root for Bryce Huff to get the pick, to get the sacks. They don't play the Eagles this year in the regular season. So
you know what's coming after that?
What's that?
I told you so.
No, you did say he was going to break the sack record.
See?
That was a little lofty. Mm. That was a little lofty.
Just a little.
It's not a lot lofty. It was just a little lofty.
I did ask for a bold prediction. It was bold.
It was insane.
I mean, the bold prediction would have been the Eagles are going to have the best defense in the league. He's not going to do anything. That would have been a bold prediction.
Yeah, you'd have been like, are you kidding me?
Let's grab Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey, you know, as a longtime Eagles fan, you know, I go back 70s. I could not be happier with the era of Eagles football we are in. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic, the combination of multiple Super Bowl titles in the last 10 years, the tush push, the whole league being annoyed at us being so proficient at it, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, so I am not complaining at all. I just don't understand this one thing, and it's not rocket science. We've been talking about it. You know, when I look at – well, I don't understand why after the Super Bowl and the way the Chiefs bottled up Saquon, and we knew that the league was going to try to do that this year, why from the get-go, from the first series of the season, we haven't been aggressively pushing the ball to A.J. and Devontae, who are impossible to cover on a play-in, play-out basis. And so I don't understand that. And when I look at the targets through two games of guys like Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb, and even two guys on the same team, Nakua and Devontae, who each had 20 or more targets through the first two games, I have no clue why our guys had 9 targets apiece through two games. I don't understand it. Is it just because they wanted to keep the training wheels on Petullo, or what?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. Drew, I also wonder if they don't trust Jalen as much as they should. I mean, like, everything you're saying is real. Like, it makes perfect sense. It's logical. We have these receivers. We have a quarterback that is proven he's a good player, and when they ask him to throw, for the most part, it's good, and yet we ran our heads into a brick wall for 2.5 games. I don't have the answer. Part of me wonders if they just want to be conservative until they don't have to be conservative, but unfortunately, that's how we fell in a 19-point hole on Sunday.
Yeah, so I mean... You know, to me, the keep it simple. I mean, if we did this from the get go, wouldn't it have opened up things for Saquon already?
Instead, of course.
It seems like we just stubbornly said we're a run first team. And by the way, our O line doesn't seem to be blocking the run as well as they had.
I agree.
Then.
Yep.
And so to me, it just made no sense the way we've. You know, I'm not complaining. We're 3-0. A win's a win, and that's what matters. But you know, the Cowboys got blown out by the Bears. We barely beat the Cowboys at home, you know. So it's like I just don't get the approach. And you could say, yeah, we're a run-first team. So, yeah, we've had more rushing attempts than the Rams, and that could explain why, you know, their guys had so many more targets. But that doesn't even explain it. It's not even that different. They run the ball, too. So I just hope that, you know, look, we're a hard offense to stop when we throw it. So just – let's go, you know. I mean, especially if Goddard's healthy, I mean, AJ, he's impossible to cover. Devontae, he's a precise dude who, like, he's tough to cover. So let's go. Let's get the ball out to them and make the defenses take guys out of the box.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? 3 years ago, and Drew appreciated it, the same quarterback, same receivers, they did that. I mean, they got up in games. They were on the aggressive, and they've mm-hmm. been more passive early this year for whatever reason.
Sorry, just real quick. That fifth-round pick that can become a fourth from the Bryce Huff trade went to the Jags. Tank.
It's gone? So we don't have anything from the Niners?
Pretty positive that the Jags currently have that pick.
Oh, so we got no skin in the game?
Yeah, no more Bryce Huff.
Screw Bryce Huff. Yeah, I'm the only guy rooting for Bryce Huff in Philadelphia. It's Hugh Douglas then. Yeah. All right, 215. So the Bryce Huff sack tracker is out the window.
All right, that's fine.
We'll check in with you people on the other side. And today in the Tush Push, Todd Bowles with some comments yesterday about the play as the Eagles get ready to play the Bucs on Sunday. We'll let you hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all type of emotions. That's why we love the game as much as we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, man, that hurts. I don't know that feeling, though, because I hit my bets most of the time. That thing, that is a feeling of the past for you other people, though. Especially with the game day guarantee from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game day, now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also bet $10 and get $100 in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that can be used for anything in the Fanatics universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk bets with other sportsbooks when you can switch to a sure thing? Every single game until October comes, it's a guarantee. Your old sportsbook, they're out for the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles become a pass-first team after the big second half on Sunday? I say no. Let's not forget what we have been for the past year, which is a run-first team. I'm good with balance, more aggression. Hugh Douglas wants to go bombs away on Sunday and throw that football. Where do you come down?
We had the Sky Marshall, Joe.
Yes. Sky Marshall Hurts. Who do you like better, Sky Marshall Hurts, Sky Marshall Hugh? They're both good. They're both good.
You mean space brain?
Seriously? That's how y'all do me?
Well, I mean,
so we
conspiracy
are.
Douglas.
Yeah, we do have conspiracy Douglas. Also, we were discussing Graham Gano, the Giants kicker, getting hurt during introductions on Sunday. We got some messages that there's something similar happened to Hollis Thomas. I did find the news story. So this is in 2001. So you were here, Hugh.
Don't remember.
Towards the end of the season. The story is Hollis would miss the remainder of the year after undergoing surgery to repair a broken foot on Monday, 4 to 6 weeks. All right, so he suffered the injury in an awkward manner prior to Sunday's game against the New York Giants while running onto the field in pregame introductions. So the same thing happened to Hollis. He was running out for pregame introductions, and he stepped funny, broke his foot, and that was it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Yeah, maybe you were running ahead of him. You didn't notice.
Yeah,
he was,
maybe.
He was falling down behind you.
I was like, where you at, big fella?
Heck of a teammate. His teammate's falling on the ground. He was running out to the cheers at the vet. All right. Speaking of the tush push coming up on Sunday, Todd Bowles, he's going up against the tush push. What did he have to say about the play as we get set for Eagles Bucks on Sunday?
I mean, I'm a fan of creativity. I think if somebody crafts something and they do it well and it's within the rules, it's up to the other side of the ball to stop them, whether it's offensively or defensively. They have something that they do very well. I think Buffalo's the only other team that can do that well. If everyone else can do it, everybody will be doing it. So it's a challenge for all the defensive coaches to try to stop it, and that'll be me included.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I do believe the Bucks voted against the tush push, though. So what do we
You know what's funny? Wasn't initially he was with it? he was with it. I think Raheem Morris was against it from the gate, but yeah, I think Todd Bowles was.
And look what happened to his team.
Yeah.
He's lost two in a row. I think Todd has been outspoken as he's for the Tush Push, but I guess the owner of the Bucks went against Todd.
Yeah, I think
and
that's
voted,
what it was.
Yeah, they're on the same page down there. Todd Bowles famously.
Trouble in paradise.
Did they have that big fella on their roster? Who's that big guy?
Vita Vea?
No.
The bigger guy.
Oh, like the big 400-pound dude.
Yeah.
The one they cut. They cut him.
Did they bring him back?
I thought they did last week.
Hold on a second.
I think they did bring him back for the Tush Push, right?
If they have Vita Vea and the 400-pound guy.
Yeah, hard. That's a lot of men.
Have we met our maker?
We might be in some trouble on the Tush Push on Sunday. How do you move those guys?
Well, all right, but here's the thing.
Is big fella in shape enough
to
play?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can be big, but like
400?
These guys are strong enough to knock a 400-pound dude off his.
No, I hear you, but he's not 400 sitting in section 327. He's in the league, right?
Like, he's a four-biller.
Well, hold on. He might as well have been sitting in 327 if they just caught him for being too out of shape.
Right, I know, but like he's made the league to some extent. Like,
Buddy used to come out to practice. Boy, he looking real bad. He set us back about a couple of years ago. He was looking real bad. It just was like, dog, how you let yourself go like that? Like, seriously, how you get that big?
It would be wild to see if they activate him if he plays on Sunday, right? And they have a 400-pound defensive tackle and Vita Vea. That would be the biggest challenge for the Tush Push yet. Like, how do we push those guys at all? So we will find out. Or we'll check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. First, though, Paulie up on WIP. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, Paulie. What's up?
What's going on? First of all, I want to say what's up to Hugh Douglas. Glad when you were playing with him. Loved you to death, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, hey, listen. I'm all for – hey, listen. I was with you in the last game when they said it was when we were – we were playing the Chiefs and we were tight. I was right there with you. I knew it was going to be a tight game. But I tell you this, Todd Bowles going to bring the heat against Jalen Hurts, so he's going to have to air it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
He always does. It's been
a kryptonite, a little bit of a kryptonite.
Yeah, tough matchup for the Eagles over the years.
And I got like a love-hate with A.J. Brown. Love him to death. I just wish he stopped crying. You don't hear any crying from Devonta Smith. But if A.J. Brown is hot, keep feeding him. Keep feeding him. I'd say go ahead and dump that ball to A.J. Brown and get it. I say this game, I believe we should get a quick start.
Well, he's too good of a player not to feed him, Paulie, and we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I feel like people, after the game, they're like, all right, now I get it, A.J. You wanted the ball, we get it now. We need to give you the football. But, I mean, do you think A.J. Brown's going to stop being vocal about this? I don't. In fact, I think he's going to be more vocal now because we just saw when they get him the football what happened to the offense. They exploded. So, this may pacify it for a week or so where he's got nothing to complain about. He's happy. He played great. They won the football game. I had over 100 yards. But, Hugh, I'd imagine A.J. Brown's not going to stop being vocal, but get me the ball.
No. And I just want to say something because Hollis just chimed in.
Did it happen the way it was reported?
It didn't happen the way it was reported.
Okay.
He played for 7 weeks with a stress fracture.
Oh, so he was injured and running out maybe re-aggravated it? Or?
I guess so. He's telling me the story.
Okay.
He said He said it had been broken and it shattered that day.
Okay, so it was hurt anyway.
Yeah, it was broken and he had been playing.
He didn't go from 100% to hurt in warm-ups.
Yeah,
I get
yeah,
it. That
yeah,
makes
yeah,
more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes
sense. Because I was like, I don't remember that. I don't remember
makes sense
he said
to clear the air with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it shattered. Hollis has a much better memory than me.
Well, it was his foot that broke.
Yeah, it was his foot that broke.
Yeah. I mean, I think you might remember
but
that.
But I was like, damn, I don't remember. Because Hollis used to have to, you know, because I would be off, you know, like how doing the meetings. I would be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Hollis would, I would have to ask him what we just called.
What did you go off on a tangent about this morning? We have a student here.
Oh, some lady was
us.
Making M&Ms on her flat top?
She put M&Ms on a flat top. Elaine. Her name is Elaine.
Like, like a Blackstone.
She was on the Blackstone,
yeah, so we
and
have
she put
a,
some M&Ms on the Blackstone.
We have a student shadowing us, a high school student who wants to be in this business one day. And she's in the meeting with us. And for the most part, we're buttoned up today, right? Everyone's talking about the show and the topics. And then he was just like, and this lady put M&Ms on the Blackstone.
And then she kind of looked at me like I was crazy, and Joe was like, hey, this kind of happens every day.
Yeah, this is normal.
Not to see here. Just don't worry about it. Jimmy's in Philadelphia. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, fellas, how we doing today?
Good, Jimmy. What's up?
I got a hot take for you, and hear me out real quick.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Mike McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. In 2023, he had the number one ranked offense. And we could maybe, with this roster, do what we did to Kellen Moore for his career. What are your thoughts?
So resurrection. He still got a job, though,
yeah,
right?
So you mean like next year?
Well, he's not going to have a job for long.
I don't think he's making it. I don't think he's staying the whole year.
Oh, so we want to do this in season. So, like, whenever he gets canned down in Miami, which could be, like, next week, bring him aboard.
They already did strip Petula of play calling, according to you.
We could totally revive his career.
Jimmy, I don't object to the idea of getting McDaniel in here when he gets fired. And, Jimmy, good phone call. Now, it could happen sooner than later. Next Monday night, get ready, everyone. The 0-3 Jets against the 0-3 Dolphins on Monday Night Football.
I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, that's one I take. I think I take a nap and just move off that one.
How did Jets get a Monday night game, though?
I don't know.
Like, all jokes aside, I was a Jet. I'll say that first. But what have you done to get a Monday night game?
Well, I guess the New York market with the TV audience.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean,
if Jets and Dolphins were playing in my backyard next week, I'm not looking out the lines.
Did the Jets even claim the New York market?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they have fans, right? Well, you tell us.
It didn't feel like we were part of New York when I was in New York. It did.
We
were in Long Island. We were in Long Island, number one, and we played in New Jersey.
You know the last time they made the playoffs was 2010? You realize how bad in the NFL you have to be to miss the playoffs 15 straight years? Like, so they let 7 teams in each conference each year. It's parity. You think by accident they'd run into like a 10-win season?
I think they got the right coach now.
I like Aaron Glenn.
I like Aaron, and I hope
that
he
dance,
he
but
has
the
enough.
Dance down the sideline.
Yeah, that was he was strutting.
He was.
Yeah, so I hope that they get a chance to turn around. But it's just crazy to me that they got a Monday night game.
What do you think of the caller's point though? If McDaniel gets fired, I mean, you already fired Petullo, so would you bring in McDaniel?
I didn't fire him. I told you that this was a learning experience. I recklessly speculated.
Douglas fired Kevin Petullo.
Speculated, but I never once signed off on firing him. This is just, you know, hey, we step back. You got to take a few steps back and take a few more steps forward.
Who was doing everything but firing, though?
Yeah,
firing.
I know. It's soft firing.
No, I didn't.
Who would you rather call the plays the rest of the season? McDaniel once he gets canned in Miami, Petullo, or Hurts?
Why are you doing that, Joe?
I'm going off the caller's question.
I don't know if Capri Pants McDaniels could make it here. In Philly.
Well, as a coordinator.
Well, he's not. Yeah, we're not asking to be head coach.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't think he could survive here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
If he has a good offense like he had in Miami and in San Francisco, then.
You know, the cold weather, I don't think he built for that. I don't really think he's built
Capri
for that.
Pants, McDaniel.
Yeah, McDaniel.
Is he going to be too cold to read plays off a sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just strikes me as a little soft.
Well, if he gets cold, Jalen Hurts will take another kick.
I'm still rolling with Kevin Petullo. I'm not trying to fire Kevin
You
Petullo.
Destroyed his credibility for the last 2 days.
I did not destroy his credibility. This is his first year calling plays.
And his last, according to you, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me give you an analogy.
Shouldn't he get more grace than 2.5 games?
Because, see, this is what's going to happen when your kids learn how to drive, Joe. Mm-hmm. They're going to terrify you the first couple times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you got to keep, you got to let them get back behind the wheel, man.
But you took the wheel from a mid-drive.
No, I didn't. I just told him, I said, we're going to take a couple days off from driving, and we'll get back to it this Sunday.
Yeah, but doing that, also slap.
Doing that in the third quarter is like telling the kid to pull over in the middle of the highway and you're taking the wheel.
Well, yeah, that has happened. Or in the parking lot. We ain't getting on the highway. We ain't getting on the highway.
Okay.
What you doing? Give me them plays. Sit your ass down.
Awesome.
It's my favorite theory of the season. It's
good.
Completely ridiculous. All right, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Day one of leadoff caller auditions during Chris's suspension.
It's a week-long suspension,
yep.
By the way.
and look, I mean, I personally thought that Aaron got right to the point.
Yeah, he did.
And as opposed to usual with all the nonsense.
It was pretty good. My only gripe was, at the end, he seemed to ask for multiple questions. This, yeah. You know, this isn't a Q&A session.
He did, but I tell you what,
we got one, and then we moved off it.
He did a good job, and the one thing that I've always told, you never give the backup an opportunity to show what they can do.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, have a first caller controversy?
You people declared it a net zero. Demoting Chris for voting Aaron. Just to get that out there.
Okay.
Shots everywhere today. Kyle always sounds like he's eating a bowl of cereal. I'm not sure what the hell that means.
I don't either.
Smacking on your
How
lips.
Can you sound like you're eating a bowl of cereal?
Well, what kind of cereal? But there's different kinds of cereal.
Do I smack my lips often?
A little bit.
Really?
A little bit. You made your point to smack your lips a little bit. Yeah.
Great teammate behavior by Hugh. Do I do that? Yeah, actually, once in a while. Yeah.
Well, no, what am I supposed to say? Hey, Kyle, quit smacking your lips. That sounds weird.
No, but you could have done it off the air. I mean, you just aired him out right on the air.
I didn't.
Well, you did.
I didn't air him out.
Well, first of all, I don't give a crap. I was curious. No, I was just curious what the hell it meant. eating a bowl of cereal. It's the lip smacking. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably done.
Yep. All right.
It's great radio
yeah.
right here.
Yeah, that's riveting.
Yeah. We've cue up the Marconi.
Now I actually have to find
the now you're about to take
oh,
a
Oh, mukbang you?
Well, this was during a call.
The passing, the passing, would you agree with this? I'm agreeing with you.
No.
The passing game.
What are you doing over there?
I was sucking my teeth.
Why?
I'm sucking my teeth.
Why?
Because I had something stuck in my tooth. I got to go to the dentist like next week.
That's, is that lip smacking or is that teeth sucking?
No, that was teeth sucking.
Okay. All right.
I got to go to the dentist.
Just yeah. recover.
It's been a while since you went to the dentist.
I know
like...
one of my chiclets came out. That's why I
Oh, not again.
My chiclets came out.
it's been three games, Joe. Shut it.
Well, guys, we got 14 to go. We got a long road, and then we're going to the playoffs, Santa Clara. Yep. Like 20 games to go or whatever.
I've never heard two bigger morons in my life than Joe and Kyle.
You know what?
Well, I dodged the bullet on that one.
Yeah.
You wait, though.
They're coming for you later. Yep. Why does Kyle look like a cop in a low-budget Tubi movie?
I can see that a little bit. I can see that a little bit.
God, looks like an unarmed security guard at a dollar store.
Damn. Damn.
Do they have security guards at dollar stores?
That feels
like a waste of money. If we're
they
being
did,
honest. Yeah.
It would be me, and I would be unarmed.
Okay.
So, Joe Giglio refuses to criticize the Sixers.
What
is that? Where did that come from?
You know, I've been so I haven't thought of the Sixers. I know they're starting up training camp soon, and there's been the Embiid stuff out there, but I haven't really thought about the Sixers since draft night. It's been so refreshing. Mm-hmm. This is great.
And you refuse to criticize them.
Too. Did you see Joel Embiid and lost all that weight?
See, now I'm going to criticize.
Typical you. Never criticizing
you getting,
the Sixers.
Are you getting radicalized again this time by the Sixers stuff?
No, I just...
Please don't buy in.
Wait a minute.
As a friend.
Did you just hear what somebody just said?
What
did they say? I don't criticize the Sixers.
No, Joe doesn't criticize the Sixers.
Oh, I was about to say, I criticize them every chance I get.
Well, you were the one throwing cold water on draft now. We were all excited about VJ Edge coming. Right. You came in like, they still suck.
Joe was the Sixers apologist.
I was that day.
Yeah.
Please don't get fooled by the Embiid stuff.
Joe, he slimmed down. He looks brand new.
How many games is he going to play?
How many played last year? Like 20? Not even.
Yeah, so what do you got for this year?
30.
30. Now, I'm supposed to get excited for 30 games.
Mm. Okay. They're going to be 30 riveting games.
No, I'm sure they will. Okay. Can't wait.
Haven't listened much today, but I'm Team Hugh.
Okay. That tells you everything you need to know. That tells you everything.
Live your truth. Live your truth.
Just make stuff up and roll with it.
We make stuff up. Why is we make stuff up every day?
You put up a poll. No. Former Eagle versus guy I don't like.
Who's going to win?
The biggest layup ever. Letting people cook is what got Hugh in trouble on the air in Atlanta.
But I didn't get in trouble in Atlanta.
Yes, no, because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like you immediately learn musical taste. Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait, but let me just
Hugh Douglas, too. It's a microphone!
Wait, but just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can...
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait. We'll
wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
You know, the more I hear that, there's something so disrespectful. Let me just turn this last piece of bacon.
Oh, they got mad.
Of course they did. If you had dropped the act right away and just turned it off, I think they would have moved off it. But when you're like, hold on, just one more piece I got to turn.
Listen, first of all, we were in the height of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if I'd have let that bacon burn. Because where was I going to get some more bacon?
Yeah,
it was like a ghost town.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's a good point.
I wasn't about to let that bacon burn.
Yeah.
I needed that. I needed that bacon.
That last piece, who knows when the next one's coming?
I don't know. Because, dude, that was a time where people, like when you go in the store, toilet paper was gone.
Yeah,
it was no toilet. So you had to take the paper towels and cut them in half. Mm-hmm. To make toilet paper. Like it was a rough time,
It really was a bare bones.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
I can't believe we did that. Got
a few more here. Why won't Hugh Douglas mention that Fred Johnson is better than Lane Johnson? Why won't you mention
that? Why not, Hugh?
Why won't I mention it? Because it's not true.
now we've come to grips with things that aren't true.
I don't believe that to be the case.
But hold on. That person's living his truth.
Okay, he can live his truth.
No, he can't.
But he's telling me to say that. I don't believe that.
He wants you to live his truth with him.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That was a big clutch spot by Fred Johnson.
It was.
Yep.
Hugh Douglas, tomorrow, the earth is flat and we are living in a simulation.
I mean, as far as we know, they ain't say what time the rapture comes.
Well, he didn't even say what day.
He ain't say. They said today.
That guy's a con artist, whoever said that.
They said today. No,
Marple Mag already cleared that up for us.
He did. He
yep.
did.
Yep. Hugh might not be able to speak, but he is right sometimes.
How does that go together?
They see the vision, even if you can't tell us.
Speaking
of your vision, somebody get Hugh a monocle for his third eye.
The third eye. Yeah, I'm going to put it right there. Right there.
I've got it all figured out. Hugh's creating the slap narrative so that people move away from the combo of him and T.O.
It's not bad. It's like the new version
of
that. Yeah.
That's a pretty good conspiracy.
20 years from now, Petullo's going to have to answer. Did they slap you across the face? It will never go away.
He'll be on WIP.
It is amazing
the legs that this story got. Yeah. The Pro Football Talk wrote a story today about how Nick Sirianni confirms Kevin Petullo was calling the plays in the second half. Why did he have to confirm it?
You think that's my fault?
Oh, for 1,000%.
Sure. That is not my fault.
You don't realize that story took off yesterday.
You thought your defense's luxury take got famous.
This one's bigger.
Wait a minute. Seriously, so y'all think that I was the reason why?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't believe that. It's because it feels like it might be true.
Living in denial.
I got one more quick one here because people wanted to re-listen to this moment here. And the listening audience didn't get to hear it, but Frankie was very excited about his brownies today.
I got a special dessert for you. I made some really good brownies.
Brownies? Ooh.
Yes, really good brownies.
Oh, no, yeah, we got dumped that, Frankie. Yeah, Frankie. I think Frankie was talking about them special brownies.
Yeah, Frankie got all cranked up with us there, unfortunately, to end the show. All right, Frankie, we appreciate that call. We gotta watch our language. Just to end it, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, who do you believe when it comes to who was calling plays in the second half Sunday? And the winner is
Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas, 51%.
To
Nick
the
Sirianni,
wire. I told
49%.
You. I tried to tell you.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Ridiculous.
I love each and every one of you.
That's enough.
You are my people.
Cut his mic. No more. We'll talk tomorrow. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.